Those making these vaccines know these vaccines will kill you. They know science. They're not stupid. When you spend billions of dollars to build a factory to produce vaccines, you have enough scientists to know that antibody priming will kill you. And we have to face the reality of what's going on, that this is the intention. The intention is to exterminate humanity. Somewhere around nearly 2 billion people, I hear it say, have been vaccinated. Now, according to Montagnier, anyone who has taken these vaccines that prime your immune system to react excessively the next time you run into a coronavirus, these all will be dead in 2 years. In the next 2 years, we will see 2 billion people die on Earth. If you're in a state like some of my relatives where 85% of the people are vaccinated, everyone on your street will be dead, except you who haven't taken it and the others who haven't taken it. And as an anthropologist, I feel strongly motivated to tell you also as a friar that you have to start preparing yourself spiritually for this. Because some people are going to be so shocked by it that they're going to lose their minds. They're going to lose their faith. They're going to ask, where is God? And why did not God not prevent it? But you know, when a man throws himself off a cliff, is God obliged to stop the laws of gravity to prevent him from dying from it? Anyone with a brain had enough time to examine the scandemic and see that it was false. As Christians, we're obliged to test everything to see if it's true or not and hold fast only to what is good. If in a year you didn't practice that and you went and ran off to get the jab so that you could go traveling or not get offended or do something like that, you're an idiot and you're a coward. And you don't live according to the truth. Truth you can't ignore it if you are a person of who's objective and looks at, hey, he has a Nobel Award in science. He says so. All the experiments with coronaviruses say so. And therefore, the conclusion seems almost certain, and we are living now in like the summer of 1914 before the First World War broke out. No one had an idea that in the next 3-4 years, 20 million people would be killed in Europe because of a war. There was a summer in which people still enjoyed traveling around Europe and peace. And this is the summer they've given to deceive you. That's why almost all the controls are disappearing in the Northern Hemisphere. Because they want you to think there's nothing wrong, because they know you're going to die as soon as you get the coronavirus. Now, if you haven't been vaccinated, this is not going to happen to you. However, if a third of the people in the world die in 1 year or one winter or two winters, there's going to be serious disruptions of the economy, national security, and your neighborhood. First of all, there aren't enough ambulances to take away the dead. There's not enough morticians to take away the dead. Most of these people have taken the vax, and they too will be dead. So as Christians, we have to look at, we have to step forward, I think, and fill the breach in the gap. I recommend everyone to buy a hazmat suit, because it is highly likely that you will be asked to help carry the dead to the grave. When this number of people die, they're going to be digging huge mass graves in cemeteries and just throwing the bodies in body bags. And they'll probably run out of body bags. And so someone has to pick up the bodies and move them, and when they're dead. And that can be a cause of infection, because bodies corrupt, they rot, and all kinds of things get on them. And as Christians, this is a duty we have. Burying the dead is a work of mercy, even if the person was damned, okay? And let's hope and pray now that the people, as they get sick, start repenting of what they did, so at least they die in the state of grace. And we need to be near and close and friendly to our relatives who have taken the vax, so in the last hours they know they have someone there to tell them the truth and save their soul. But we have to take issue that what the best scientists say is most likely going to happen. John the Apostle has warned us about it. And now that humanity has been deceived and followed the false teachings of the globalists, they're going to suffer the penalty of it. And this is going to be a very terrible age. It's going to be the darkest age of humanity. in our entire history. It's going to be a tremendous catastrophe that a lot of people will not have the strength of character to sustain. Let us remain calm. Let us continue to say our rosary every day. Let us pray to God, and let us practice the detachment from judging people because they're sick. Okay, so what I mean by judging the person is, you show mercy to a person even if he's a sinner. Okay, and if a person's dying, you show pity on them. Now, if these people start dying and start saying we are the fault and become violent, then we must flee where we are so we don't get killed, and we're not obliged to help people dying who are hostile to us and might hurt, harm, or do physical violence upon us. Let's hope that's not comes, but if you want to get an idea of what kind of chaos breaks out when this many people drop dead, I highly recommend reading Tuchman's work on the Black Death. I think she called it a mirror of history or something like that, the 13th century. She wrote a book on it, Tuchman. And I read that years ago. As an anthropologist, I'm very interested. I've always been interested in what happens in society when mass plagues break out. And don't be scandalized that priests run away from churches and won't bring the last sacraments, that people betray their most loved ones and run off and won't care for them in the last hours. The people who die having taken the vax are not dying of a plague that is contagious to you. If you have not been vaccinated, they won't have a disease that can infect you. But as their health breaks down, it is possible some of them might get other diseases, but that's not what happened. They're going to die from an excessive immunity reaction. And so it's not a Black Death, and you cannot catch it. So don't freak out. Remain calm. If five people in your household have been vaxxed and not you, they may all die, but the fact that they die, what they die of is they're dying of a virus that your body's already identified, resisted, and has immunity to. So what else can we do for these people? There are some therapies that can stay the reaction, and I mean, so they don't have such a strong reaction. But those medicines are going to run out quickly, so find out what they are and leave some show notes. I don't have information, but you comment on this video and leave the notes which those medicines are. It's not clear whether these people have to take these for the rest of their life. Probably will, because if they don't, any winter they get a coronavirus, they're going to drop dead again. The people who have taken the vax, they've already probably suffered from heart inflammation, even if they don't know it. So their hearts are weaker, so a lot of them will die of heart attacks. And a lot of them will die in despair, because a lot of these people are so proud, they won't admit that they did it. And when the deaths start happening and it becomes undeniable that it's the people vaccinated who are dying, these people are going to get really angry, and they're going to start, I think, riots in big cities, and we might see the fall of governments, because they're going to kill these politicians and journalists and doctors who did this to them before they drop dead themselves. So we might be seeing a lot of mayhem, a lot of civil disorder. So I highly recommend you do what Christ says at the end of time: flee the city, go to the countryside, and defend yourself, arm yourself. And while it would be very useful for now, you ask all your neighbors if they've been vaccinated or not, and make a little private list who has and who has not, and whether they're hostile to those who have refused it or not, because that's going to be important information you're going to need that in times of crisis. If, for example, if you're attacked at your house and need to flee somewhere, you have to know where there's a friendly place to flee. Don't flee to a house where you don't know if they're friendlies or not. They might turn you into authorities who are blaming people like us for the deaths, when it's actually because they didn't listen to us that they're dying. This has been a very sober Twilight Zone kind of video, but I feel I need to make it because you, my benefactors, merit the full truth. Someone's going to tell it to you. No one's going to tell you to this starkly, because I believe that the truth is our best defense and our greatest weapon and ally. And we need to start preparing this summer, because when the flu season comes, the chaos.